Mitch, great to see you. You're the Aussie representative in this Super Bowl. How does that sit?
It's great. Yeah, it's cool to be back, and it would be cool to sort of get the win as an Aussie hasn't done it before, and yeah, just stoked to be here.
What's it like to be back in a Super Bowl? Second time for you, but 4 years on, more experienced, a different team feel as well.
Yeah, I think for me, my first year I was sort of like, you know, super nervous and anxious and yeah, sort of just playing out of fear, don't mess up sort of mentality, and I've slowly grown and sort of worked on that, and I think this year it'll be, you know, I'll be more relaxed and sort of more comfortable in the situation, and yeah, hopefully it sort of translates to my play.
Where do you see this team 4 years on from that last Super Bowl? How it's changed, the effect of Brock Purdy. Do you feel that this team is in a better position 4 years on to get that elusive title?
Yeah, I mean, we're a good team. It's you know, Super Bowl or really any football game is just, you know, who turns up on the day. So I feel good, and hopefully it's the outcome.
What's it like being part of Super Bowl week? We talk about grand final week back home, but having been here the last few days in Las Vegas, it doesn't have an inch on Super Bowl week.
Yeah, it's really cool, but like, I also like to try to, you know, treat it like any week, not sort of get too high or too low or anything like that. You know, I've got a routine. I like to do the same thing on Wednesdays and Thursdays and Fridays and stuff like that. So, for me, it's not like let the moment get too big. It's just sort of, you know, take it like any game. And so it's cool, but I'm also trying to keep it, you know, like just a regular work week.
Do you take some pride, Mitch, in being the Aussie in the Super Bowl and one of so few Aussies playing NFL football? We had Aaron Tipos and Jordan Mailata last year, but you're paving the way for, I guess, another generation to come through and hopefully make it into NFL football.
Yeah, it means a lot. And, you know, my first year, it's something that I feel like I didn't even let myself sort of think about or reflect on. It was, like I said, just that don't screw up sort of mentality, which ain't the greatest way to go into a game. But, no, now, thinking about sort of where I'm from and sort of what it means to be Australian, and I was speaking to someone else in the media the other night about, I think it was like once I had a kid, you start to sort of think about, you know, parts of me that, you know, are Australian and what I want her to be like and her to understand about Australia and what it's like to be Australian. So she's half Australian, and yeah, it's really cool, and it means a lot to, I guess, represent Australia.
San Francisco is a great city, but do you see yourself returning down under and setting up back in Perth?
We live in Santa Barbara here in the off season, which is a really nice place. We also don't mind the idea of coming back to Australia. So that'll be a conversation me and the missus have, and you know, maybe a bit of both. But I'm not too sure.
Before I let you go, why do you think NFL has really taken off back home? It's on free-to-air TV. There are Super Bowl parties. The AFL is hosting Super Bowl parties. It is an incredibly different game to what Aussie rules is. But why do you think it has resonated with Australians NFL football?
Yeah, I was talking to Maddie about it, my wife, the other day, because it's so much different to a lot of sports. It's like on the edge of your seat, like exciting. There's big plays every sort of part of the game where, like, you know, I grew up playing soccer and I love watching soccer. But a lot of the time it's like little skills or little passes where, like, you have to really know the game to appreciate it. Whereas, like, the NFL is like crazy catches and hits, and it's sort of like a big circus, just crazy things happening almost every play.
Mitch, great to catch up. Always wonderful seeing Aussies thrive over here. Good luck, and here's hoping there's an Aussie Super Bowl ring come Sunday night.
Hell yeah. Thanks for having me.